Okay, we are on the island of Samoa, looking for the species of flying fox called Pteropus tonginus. My colleague and I have been looking for tonginus for about 2.5 hours now. So we're pretty exhausted from this journey, and we're having no luck right now finding the bat species. Now I am speaking softly, since it is daytime. It's about 1 p.m., and these bats, like many others of their kind, are sleeping in a tree. The flying foxes will usually be high up in the trees. Nearly thousands of them can gather in a single tree. They prefer to have a tree near a water source, so they may swoop down and drink the water, which adds to their diet.
Hurry up on what you're saying. I'm running low on the battery.
Now I'm going to take a breather and gather my surroundings and see if I can figure out where these bats may be hiding.
Okay, I turned off my computer.
Hey, I don't think we're going to find anything today. Let's make camp right here and we'll look for other creatures because we're just not going to find tonginus today.
Okay, man. I'll gather my stuff up and set up our tent.
What was that? Whoa, Josh! I know your battery's low, but you need to record my finding here. Right above me is the tonginus species. What a discovery.
Okay, I'm recording.
I wish my listeners out there could see this, but above me are at least hundreds of Pteropus tonginus flying foxes. These bats are right now sleeping. It's 1 in the afternoon, but about 6 or 7 hours from now, they will leave their roosts to go feeding. These bats feed on the juices from fruits and flowers. They are important to the environment because as they fly in the air, they drink the juices from fruit seeds and spit out the seeds, allowing new plants to grow. From the flowers, they gather pollen up on their bodies and then rub the pollen off to a flower of the same species. Whoa, hope they're not waking up. Okay, we're good. Now these bats generally have 1 litter per year. They will gather in roosting sites like the one above me and mate. After mating, the sexes separate and the female will give birth in about 4 to 5 months. She will nurture and care for her offspring for about a year. After a year, the young bat will fly from its roost and relocate to another roost that is not far from its original one. These bats are incredible. They can have a wingspan up to 6 feet. Some tragic note is that these bats are hunted and killed for food. It is important that we protect these species because they are important to the environment. They are a main factor in seed dispersal and help give us the many fruits we enjoy like mangoes, bananas, and peaches.
Hey, the battery's dead.
That's alright. I believe I got what I wanted.
Oh shoot! Run, dude!